Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, Associated Press reporter on state government. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Well, the Delta variant is making states not only consider their mask requirements, but requiring vaccinations. And that brings us to New York and state employees.
Right. New York is going to require state employees to get vaccinated against COVID by Labor Day or undergo weekly tests. State employees who work in public hospitals, including the SUNY system hospitals, or state workers who work at state-run veterans homes, they're going to have to get vaccinated, and they're not going to be able to opt out by getting tested.
From there, an interesting story. Some may not like it, but it appears to be legal. New York law has long let officials use campaign funds for their defense, and we're talking specifically about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo with his recent troubles.
Right. There's long been a law in New York that lets candidates use campaign funds to pay legal fees. The governor's campaign finance filing shows he spent at least $285,000 on his own legal fees. This issue sort of come up when we've seen allegations of wrongdoing against former legislative leaders in New York, and there's sort of an outcry, but there hasn't been a sustained push to change the law. Some lawmakers are hopeful that the governor's use of campaign funds might shed a light on this issue again. I spoke with ethics experts and watchdog groups who said, you know, campaign contributions are supposed to be for campaigns, not for other things. The whole idea behind allowing candidates to use campaign money for legal defense is based in the idea that elected officials do occasionally face spurious lawsuits or politically motivated investigations.
Well, speaking of investigations or dropped investigations, the Department of Justice said no probe into the state-run nursing homes in New York, and that had to do with the COVID-19 death count.
Right. Last week, the Justice Department said that there isn't going to be an investigation into state-run nursing homes in New York over their COVID response. That got a lot of attention last week, but I think it's really important to note that the Department of Justice said it's only not opening civil rights investigations into these government-run nursing homes, which means that they're not ruling out a probe into privately run nursing homes or the administration's handling of COVID response at nursing homes.
She is Marina Villeneuve, an Associated Press reporter, joins us each Friday. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks.
Thank you.